It was national news for a day or two. Then came mass shootings in Pittsburgh, Miami, Oakland, Tulsa, Seattle, Wilmington, Aurora, Milwaukee, Texas A&M, Minneapolis, Brookfield, Portland. And after each one, those in Washington just shrugged. Then Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 children, 6 faculty members, all gunned down. As a parent, I can tell you it is just unthinkable if it happened to one of your children. After Newtown, President Obama and some congressional leaders finally stood up and said something has to be done. I did everything I could to support them and to push Congress to act, but our efforts so far have not been enough to pass a piece of legislation requiring background checks for all gun purchases that 90% of Americans agree with, including more than 80% of gun owners. Why? Why do I tell you this? Number one, this is one of the great tragedies happening in America, and two, because I believe it comes down to one word, and that word is courage. Too many members of Congress did not have the courage to stand up to the increasingly extremist views of the NRA's Washington lobbyists. Many of them feared that voting for a common-sense policy that would lead to someone challenging them in a primary or hurt their chances to win their party's nomination to a higher office is too big a price to pay for saving 30-odd thousand lives a year. They would have done well, however, to remember the words of Kenyon's Rutherford B. Hayes, who said at his inaugural, "He serves his party best who serves his country best." Instead, we have a federal law that prohibits criminals and mentally ill from buying guns.